Renewing hope, seeking justice, is the theme of the 2010 National Migration Week, an event held each year between January the 3rd and the 9th. The observance began over 25 years ago by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops to be a moment for Catholics to take stock of the wide diversity of the Church and the ministries serving them. Following the lead of Pope Benedict, who is focusing on minor migrants and refugees for the 2010 World Day of Migrants and Refugees, the North American bishops are focusing on migrant children as a sub-theme this year. My colleague Irene Lagan, who works on the news desk, spoke to the Bishop of Salt Lake City, Utah, Father John Wester, who, by the way, is also chairman of the USCCB Committee of Migration.
This is an annual event for us in the Church of the United States, and we've kept the same title always because we wanted to kind of people to identify with it, renewing hope, you know, that we have to live in hope and in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who are immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers here in the United States, but really throughout the world. But particularly in the United States, that's where our main focus is. And it's meant to be an educational tool so that schools, for example, parishes, Catholic institutions, will all gather around this theme during that week in January and heighten an awareness of the plight of the immigrant and also educate themselves on the facts and hopefully in our country to promote and to advocate for comprehensive immigration reform. We believe that our immigration laws in the United States are no longer adequate to deal with the current situation in our country as we face the immigrants who've come in here, refugees, asylum seekers, etc. And as a consequence, we do have about 12 to 20 million people who are undocumented persons, many, if not most of whom, just overstayed their visas. So our hope is that we can help people to see that our country, the United States of America, was really founded by immigrants, and that throughout our history, immigrants have played a pivotal role in our country and have promoted quite a bit of good in our country. There's really been the backbone of our country. So we wish to help people to see that it's a win-win situation. It's a win for the country. It's a win for the immigrants.
Now, certainly this issue of immigration reform has been going on for several years. What in particular at this point in time would you like to see as part of that reform? And also, what are the challenges that immigrants face?
Well, yes, in June of 2007, we really almost had an immigration reform package. It was a bipartisan bill that was being put forward, but at the last minute it failed. I think in part that was because those who opposed us on immigration reform were more vocal than we were, and our legislators heard them more than us. But I really do believe that there's a will in our country to pass immigration reform, but there are some very loud and strident voices who are against it. And that's sad to me because, again, we believe as a Catholic Church that all human beings have a right to live a full life, a happy life, a life where they can provide for themselves and their families. And many people, sad to say, feel they have to leave their home countries to find a better life. We do believe as a church that all countries have to work hard to do away with the reasons why people are leaving their home countries in the first place. That's a long-term solution. But in the meantime, we believe that people who come to our shores, that we need to accept them. We do believe that there needs to be law. The country has the right to defend its borders, and that's important. And we have to have orderly immigration and legal immigration. And that's why we want reform, because we believe that with reform, we can have legal, orderly immigration. People can come here, become citizens, and many people, frankly, would come and go. They would like to come, work temporarily, and go back home again, and then come in the next year. And that we estimate upwards of 200,000 people or more certainly would like to do that. So the reform is really the way to go in our minds, but there are some who, for various reasons, are against immigrants coming in. For example, they say the immigrants take jobs from citizens that are already here. Our studies show that's not true. As a matter of fact, our studies show that immigrants create new jobs and help entrepreneurs to form new businesses, and oftentimes will take jobs that nobody else will take. Some people say that immigrants will be a burden to our systems, our medical systems, for example, our school systems, etc. Again, our studies show quite the opposite, that immigrants support our systems. Immigrants pay into the system. They pay taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, income taxes. And quite often, the immigrants do not derive the benefits from those taxes, but they are paying in nonetheless. So it's interesting to me to note that the immigrants are really helping our country in many ways. I could go on and on. You know, when you look at the statistics and the data, you realize that, as I said earlier, it really is a win-win. So to those who oppose immigration reform, I would just say, please, you know, look at the data. I know they do. I suppose they interpret it differently than we do, but I do believe that we're right.
Now, what about the issue of human trafficking? We hear a lot about that now, and certainly here in Rome, I see it. I see it quite openly. Is this a problem that people are aware of, or how are you drawing attention to this issue as well?
Well, this is a big issue, really, and our Holy Father, in his address on immigration, I believe it was last October, Pope Benedict put the spotlight on the human trafficking within the immigrant culture and society. Particularly, the Holy Father underlined the tragedy of minors who are immigrants and minors who are abused and get caught up in human trafficking. And the Holy Father mentioned how important it is for us to be aware of their plight, and that regardless of the laws of the country or where we need to go, where we are, we need to go, no matter what, right now, this day, we have to look out for our children, and we have to make sure that they don't get caught up in trafficking. They're more vulnerable to human traffickers because they don't have anywhere to go to. They don't have a home base, so to speak. Their support systems are weak, and it's difficult for them. And also, children are very susceptible because they tend to be believing and trusting. And these human traffickers prey on that. So this is a real big problem. And, of course, adults, too, get caught up in human trafficking. Immigrants are easy prey. When I was just back, came back a few months ago from Harare, Zimbabwe, and we were studying the situation there, and when many of the Zimbabweans who were fleeing into South Africa, many of the women and girls are, once they get over the border, they're not seen anymore. And we're convinced that many of them are getting caught up in human trafficking. So this is a real problem. It's a problem in the United States, although I think people don't like to think about it. They don't care to believe that that's true, but in fact, we know that it is true, that many people are caught up in human trafficking, and that's a particular concern to our church.
And then I guess one last question. What are you suggesting, or what can ordinary parishioners do, either to become more aware or to reach out and affect some kind of change or difference in both the plight of people who are undocumented as well as victims who are caught in human trafficking?
Well, of course, there are lots of things, you know, parishes can do on a local level. If there are immigrants, refugees, people who you suspect may be caught up in trafficking, you know, to report that to authorities, to do what you can to be welcoming, to organize parishes so that they can receive people and help them through the system and help get them assistance. On a national level in the United States, we're organizing a postcard campaign. And I would strongly urge all parishes, all parishioners and dioceses in the United States to participate and to send a postcard. We've the Justice for Immigrants campaign here in the United States is providing postcards. We're sending them all out to all the bishops that wish them. And so the people can send postcards to the senators and to the House of Representatives, their representatives there, and to make their voice known that we do want immigration reform. I believe that it's such an important issue that not to speak, not to do anything, is to really side with those who would be against immigration reform. We're at a point now where not to decide is to decide. We have to make our voices heard. And even beyond the postcards, which are very important, then to use electronic media, emails, blogs, whatever it takes, Twitters, I don't know what's on there these days, but to get the word out that we need, that our legislators, we really do want immigration reform. I know our country is caught up in the health care reform right now. That's a very, very important issue, as is the economy. But so is immigration, and immigration cannot continue to take a back seat to all the other issues. We've got to do something. And so I think what the average citizen or Catholic can do is to make his or her voice heard.
That was Father John Wester, Bishop of Salt Lake City, Utah, and chairman of the USCCB Committee on Migration.